Split afternoon, quarter to, no it's not, it's 5 to 3 in the afternoon, Saturday afternoon. I'm up at the van today and tonight, and then heading back to the city tomorrow. But it just really hit me on the drive down to just pick Bella up from her mum's, which is not all that far away really, which is one of the reasons why getting the van so close, was the little things, the little details about the van that I've started to pick up and notice, that I sort of prepare myself for in my subconscious. Things like not dealing or taking on the toilet yet, in terms of getting the cleaning materials and doing the number two in it. Well, I'm always using the facilities on site. Also, there is a shower and cleaning area and everything else up there anyway. Also, I've really not took on the water aspect. It's got sort of water taps and sink and all that sort of stuff. And I don't wash my stuff there. I wash it in the sort of family cleaning area. And the reason for that is that I don't have the big water drum thing that you connect to the caravan. Seems like another set of money for something that is just going to be a bit of an annoyance if I'm only there for a day, which is what it is at the moment. And I don't even have a leisure battery on it, because a leisure battery will cost me about 100 quid. But I'm definitely thinking that I need some kind of leisure battery, because even just a week, the condensation build-up on the windows and just on the insides of cupboards could eventually be a problem if I didn't use it every week. So some kind of, you know, fan that goes on for maybe an hour every day, as long as that didn't thrash the battery too much. Again, it's heating systems and discovering heating systems and how they work and what's available and what will be useful on a battery, and can it be sort of drip fed by solar, etc., etc. But it all comes down to, for me, it always comes down to the money aspect of how much you've got to spend to be able to do things, and it is a debilitating factor. And I think one of the things that's really keeps on coming into my mind today is why I maintain some kind of level of ethics in terms of the work that I do or the work that I want to do. And I think it's important to have a personal ethic. I just know the life I've had up to now, there's been huge parts of it which haven't been very sustainable. And it's not about me trying to, as somebody told me the other day, that I'm trying to, you know, be this cocky guy at the end of the bar who's sustainable while somebody else is not. I think that is a real misnomer. I think that's a real disappointment, actually, that people can't see that actually what I'm excited about is the idea of optimizing a lifestyle so that I do more, so that I do exercise, because I don't exercise like I would like to, and kind of almost hack myself quantifiably into it to have that sort of fuller, richer life. I'm kind of working with what I've got, and I think a lot of people do, and I think a lot of people don't talk about necessarily how hard things get, but I think I want to start doing that. I think it's important for my journey and my story that things people know how tough things are. Today, I travelled over in a car, and I only have 2 dots on the dashboard, which is basically about 60 miles, but I think that's going to go to 1 dot soon, which are obviously just under 30 miles, and it's about 24 miles to Nottingham, so I have to be very careful about pickups and drops and runouts and things like that. But as of next week, you know, I've literally got my last £6 in my pocket, and I've still got some work to finish off, which I've already been paid for, which I'm sort of ahead out of pocket on, really. And, you know, I've got debts like everybody else, and I'm just, you know, I get into these things where, you know, I do need money, but it shouldn't be that I don't want it to be the focus of my life, that I'm always just looking to earn money to pay for my lifestyle. Because you do get lost in what you want rather than what you need. Or the other way around. Need versus want. Anyway, so it's always really difficult. Luckily I've got a few activities for Ella to play today, so it's not all revolving around money. But being on your last £6, it does make you think differently about how you spend it. And I've got to get some milk so that we can have some breakfast in the morning, but we've got to be a bit creative about tea. And I kind of want to have a little bit of an emergency £3 or so, just in case that the dreaded light starts flashing on the dashboard before I get back tomorrow. But yeah, I always feel great out here though. I always feel more relaxed. I do get my head together a lot more. It's been a hell of a week, hectic week. Lots of opportunities in London that I could probably connect up in Nottingham. Really feel like I've lost my momentum a lot on a lot of projects because of this financial issue. And I'm not sure it'll be sold if I worked for somebody. I can't stand working in an environment where it's just sort of politics and water cooler chat. And I've worked so many companies like that. I don't want to do that. I want to be useful. I want to create value. I want to make stuff that I'm good at. And I want to be in an environment which is, you know, not a backstabbing, but sort of safe environment. I don't like power play, strategic, bloody thinking, which I have to almost do when I'm in Nottingham. Well, I do a lot of the time. Yeah, it is a lot of doo-doo. And I don't know, big city life really isn't for me, I don't think. I've never really lived in a city for any length of time, but it's just too fragmented. There's just too many voices, too many things going on, too many cloaks and daggers, people behind doors, members of family members who are just keeping, you know, covering all the bases, making sure that their name, their status is present and correct. And that, it's just bullshit. It's just bullshit. So finding work is very difficult. I've got to concentrate on my internet revenue, which is global, which I know works. I've done it before on Fiverr. I did a few jobs with People Per Hour. I've really just got to concentrate on those areas and really promote those areas properly and use some of the mechanisms that I've already started with Petal and the Pie Street to get those things out there. Right, I'm going to go. I'm going to pick up Ella and then head back to the van.